Okay, today we're going to continue on with our topic of paradise and hell. We've been concentrating more on hell, and we ended that up by talking about things we can do to save ourselves from the hellfire. And we began the topic yesterday of paradise, the people of paradise. And we talked in particular yesterday about the 70,000 people who will enter into paradise without having to ever go through hell. And we talked about what some of their characteristics were. Who can remember what were some of the characteristics of these 70,000 people who will enter into paradise without having to be held to account for anything? What are some of their characteristics? Who can remember? Very good. One of the characteristics is they are not superstitious people. They were not people who believed in omens. They were not people who ran around afraid of people doing the evil eye on them, or people afraid of bad luck. They didn't believe in luck and lucky charms. That's one of the characteristics of these 70,000 who will enter into paradise without having to go through hell. Another characteristic is they will be mostly from the early generation of Muslims. They will mostly be from the early generation of Muslims, because those were the best of Muslims. Those were the Muslims who were strongest in their faith. Those were the Muslims who sacrificed their all for Allah. We saw an example today as to why most of those 70,000 will not be from us. We had a woman join here today and tell us how she can't leave her husband. Her husband doesn't pray. He doesn't fulfill his obligations to Allah. Instead of her doing what Allah says, which is divorcing him, because no Muslim woman can be married to a non-believer, to a kafir, instead of her getting rid of him, she came up with 1,000 excuses as to why she don't want to leave him. Okay? That's why there won't be many of us who will be of those 70,000, because our faith in Allah is not strong like the early Sahaba were. The early Sahaba women, they would have never stayed with a man who didn't fulfill his obligations to Allah. They would have kicked him to the curb. Okay? They wouldn't make up any excuses as to why they refused to obey Allah. They didn't put anybody before Allah. And that's another characteristic of these people. They trusted in Allah alone. They only trusted in Him, and they feared no one but Him. They also did not brand themselves. They did not do things to harm themselves. And these are just a few of the many characteristics that make them stand out above us. And so today we're going to continue with this by talking a little bit more about the different groups who will enter into paradise. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in some hadiths how the poor people of the immigrants will enter into paradise 40 years ahead of the rich. And there are some hadiths that say 500 years ahead of the rich. Again, these poor people will also be of those 70,000 who will not have to answer by going through hell. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Do you know who will be the first of my nation to enter paradise?" He said, "The poor of the Muhajireen," which were the immigrants, those who immigrated from Mecca to Medina. He said, "They will come to the gate of paradise on the day of judgment and ask for it to be opened." And the gatekeeper will say to them, have you been made to pay your dues yet? They will say, what do we have to pay for? We were carrying our swords and fighting for the sake of Allah until we died. And then the gates of paradise will open for them. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the rich Muslims were detained while the people of hell were ordered to be taken to hell. But the poor people were allowed to enter into paradise. And the majority of those who entered were the poor and the wretched. So again, guys, these hadiths prove also that for those people who sacrifice for the sake of Allah, they will be of those 70,000. Those Sahaba who left their homes, their family, their wealth in Mecca and migrated to Medina and started all over again, they will be of those 70,000 who will enter into paradise without having to be held to account. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us that included in that 70,000 people who enter into paradise without having to be held to account will be the martyrs. The martyrs. Those who fought and sacrificed their lives for the sake of Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I was shown the first three to enter paradise, and one was the martyr. Another was the one who was chaste and proud. And the third was a slave who worshipped Allah with devotion and was faithful and sincere towards his master. So thus, these are some of the characteristics and attributes of those 70,000 who will enter into paradise without having to be held to account. Now, after those people enter paradise, then will the rest of us enter. Then will the sinners amongst the believers enter. Now, remember, we talked about that there's two types of people who will be in hell. There's one group of people who will be in hell forever. They will never come out. And then there's another group of people who will be in hell for a short time. Those people who will be in hell for a short time were those Muslims who believed in Allah, but they committed some sins that they did not repent for. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the people of hell will remain there. But there are some people who will enter hell because of their sins. And permission will be granted for me to intercede for them. And then they will be brought forth in groups and spread on rivers of paradise. And it will be said, O people of paradise, pour water on them. And the people of paradise will pour water upon them, and they will be revived back to life, and then they will enter into paradise. So that's how the sinners will come out of hell. That's how the sinners amongst us will come out of hell. We will be there until the Prophet intercedes for us. And when he intercedes for us, we'll be brought out. The people of paradise will pour water on us to revive us, and then you'll be allowed to enter. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, some people will be brought out of the fire having been burnt all over their bodies except for their faces, and then they will enter into paradise. Okay, so that's one of the ways that the believers of hell will be removed from hell. Many of them will be removed by the intercession of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Other people will be removed from hell simply by the grace of Allah. When Allah has finished judging mankind and wants to bring whomever He wants out of hell by His mercy, He will order the angels to bring forth those upon whom He wishes to show mercy to. And they will be the people who never associated anything in worship with Him. They will be the people who said, La ilaha illallah. And the angels will recognize them in hell by the marks of sujood on their foreheads. The angels will gather them and bring them forth. And then the people of paradise will pour water down upon them to revive them. And then they will enter into paradise as well. So here this hadith shows us that there will be some people who will be removed from hell simply because by Allah's mercy. But again, they won't be kafirs. They will be people who never worship partners with Allah. And that is the meaning of that hadith. Whereas the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, anyone with a grain of faith in his heart, anyone who truly believes La ilaha illallah in his heart will be lifted out of paradise. That's the meaning of that hadith. For those people who believe in Allah but they didn't do good deeds, Allah will lift them out of hell, out of His mercy. Okay? So that's the meaning behind that hadith, that anyone with an ounce of faith in his heart will never remain in hell. Allah will show His mercy to even those who never did good deeds but who believed in Him. Long as they believed in Him and never associated partners with Him, Allah will show mercy unto them. Now we have another group of deviant people out there who call themselves Muslims. They try to dispute this. They try to tell you that anyone who commits a major sin will burn in hell forever. This is not correct. And the reason why is because it is in total contradiction to what Allah says. Allah says in the Quran, the interpretation, the meaning, Allah forgives not that partners should be set up with Him, but He forgives anything else to whom He pleases. Here Allah tells us clearly that the only sin He will not forgive is shirk. So anyone who died and did not repent for shirk, he will remain in hell. But anybody else guilty of any other sin, no matter how big it is, no matter if it's adultery or whatever, Allah may choose to forgive them out of His own mercy. So therefore, when you have these deviant groups coming to you, telling you that you're never going to come out of hell because of your major sins, you tell them to fear Allah, because they are denying what Allah Himself has said in regards to that. In addition to all of this, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us the story of what will happen to the last person who enters into paradise. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the last person to enter paradise will be a man who will crawl out of the hellfire on all fours. And Allah will say to him, go and enter paradise. He will go to paradise and think it is filled. So he will come back and say to Allah, it's too full. Allah will again tell him to go and enter paradise. And this time the man will think Allah is making fun of him. So he will say, oh Allah, are you making fun of me? And this is the one who is lowest in the status of the people of paradise. So here, this shows from this hadith the mercy of Allah. The last man to be taken out of hell to enter into paradise will be a man who thought that his life was over. He's a man who thought he had no hope, no chance whatsoever. But the simple fact that he believed in Allah, Allah will pull him out of hell and tell him, okay, you've served your time, now you can go to paradise. The man will think it's fool and will think that Allah was mocking him. So that shows the mercy of Allah. So now, this brings us to the questions that many people ask. They ask us the question, has anyone seen paradise yet? And is anybody in paradise now? Will there be people allowed to enter into paradise before the day of judgment? These are common questions that we get a lot, and we're going to answer those questions now, inshallah. First of all, the first human being that did enter paradise and live there was Adam, alayhi salam. He lived there in body and soul. Allah says in the Quran, the interpretation of the meaning, O Adam, dwell you and your wife in the garden and enjoy its good things. But approach not this tree, or you will run into harm and transgression. So there were some humans who lived in paradise before the day of judgment. And they were Adam, alayhi salam, and his wife Eve. But Adam and Eve, they both disobeyed Allah by eating from that tree. And as a punishment, Allah took them out of paradise and put them on this earth. So thus, if a person asks you, has anyone been inside paradise now or before in body and spirit? The answer is yes. Adam, alayhi salam, and his wife Eve. And if a person asks you the question, has anyone else seen paradise? Again, the answer is yes. For one thing, the Prophet Muhammad has seen paradise. He has not entered into it in body, but he has seen it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I have seen paradise, and I saw that its inhabitants were the poor. So the Prophet Muhammad, through the grace and mercy of Allah, was allowed to look inside paradise. Also, amongst the people who have seen paradise are those people who die. Those people who die and safely answer the questions of the grave, they will be shown their position in paradise in the morning and in the evening. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whenever any one of you dies, he will be shown his position morning and evening. If he is one of the people of paradise, then he will be shown his place in paradise. If he is one of the people of hell, he will be shown his place in hell. Now let me explain this hadith a little bit more. Just because you see your place in paradise does not mean necessarily that you will never see hell. What that means is that paradise will be your eternal abode. But that does not mean that you won't have to go through hell to pay for your sins. Okay? So in regards to the question, has anyone seen paradise? The answer is yes. The Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has seen it. And anyone who dies and who safely answers those questions will be shown his place as well. The next question that people ask, is there anyone in paradise now? And if so, who are they? To answer this question, we first have to understand two important issues. First of all, there's a difference between the body and the soul. When you die, your body dies with you, but your soul remains caught in between the hereafter and this world. Okay? When the prophets, alayhi salam, die, their bodies die, but their souls are placed in paradise, in the bellies of birds. So thus, the souls of all the prophets are in paradise right now. But they are not in body, in paradise physically. They are in there in spirit. And their spirit is in the form of birds. The same for the martyrs. For those people who die true martyrs. Their souls are also in paradise in the form of green birds that fly through paradise freely. And finally, the souls of the children. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the souls of the prophets, the martyrs, and the children are in the form of birds that fly freely in paradise. Those children who died before the age of puberty, they're not held accountable for their sins. So their souls are also in the form of birds flying through paradise, being cared for by Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and his wife Sarah. So those are the people who are in paradise now. But remember, they are only there in soul or spirit only, not body. No one will enter into paradise in body and soul until the day of judgment. And the first to be allowed in will be the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, followed by Abu Bakr, may Allah be pleased with him, and the 70,000 who will be unaccounted for. Okay? So thus, we're going to stop right here for today. And if you guys have any questions, inshallah, go ahead and ask them. Tomorrow, we're going to continue with the next chapter. We're going to talk about the different gates of paradise and the different levels of paradise. Just like there are gates and levels to hell, there are gates and levels to paradise as well. So we'll stop right here for today. If you guys have any questions, go ahead and ask them.